Merck and Moderna are developing an mRNA vaccine that helps reduce the risk of melanoma returning. Dr. Catherine Chang, an assistant professor of ear, nose, and throat surgery at LSU Health Shreveport, says clinical trials of the new vaccine have been very successful.
With the vaccine and the immunotherapy afterwards for patients that had more advanced disease, that they had much less rates of recurrence and cure rates were higher in the long term.
The biopharmaceutical companies plan on filing for approval from regulators within months. LSU men's basketball commit R.J. Lewis has a preliminary injunction hearing scheduled for 1:30 this afternoon that could decide his basketball future. The 23-year-old was the Big East Player of the Year at St. John's 2 seasons ago, but is now looking to return to college basketball after signing 2 brief NBA deals. Lewis never played a pro game, but Tiger Rag editor Glenn Gilbo says LSU knew his chances of making it to campus were slim.
Will Wade termed it like this, too. They knew it was a long shot, but they were going to give it a shot, give it a try, and I don't think it's going to happen.
LSU football is expected to have a former pro on the way. Former Ole Miss tight end Daquan Wright was waived by the Browns during the preseason and is expected to come to campus if he clears waivers. An 8-year-old Rustin Girl passed away from a rare brain-eating amoeba believed to have been contracted while swimming in Lake Claiborne. After being hospitalized since August 15th, Lillian Smart died on Saturday, a day after her birthday. More than 24 Rustin businesses donated portions of their sales to support the Smart family. Health officials advise residents protect themselves from the amoeba by preventing water from going up your nose while swimming in fresh water. For the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Case Kieschnick on TIX FM.